Good afternoon and welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. It's kind of funny. I haven't been in the studio on a Saturday the entire month of September. It seems hard to believe. I don't mind recording when I have to, but I enjoy being here. It's just something about being live and spontaneity and changing around what I want to do. But, I was trying to figure out, you know, on the second was the opening day of dove season. And for those of you who don't know, and for those of you who do know and are kind of wondering what's going on, Taylor had an accident, a four-wheeler accident on the 2nd of September, and had a pretty severe concussion, broke her left ankle, had some blurry vision and all, but poor kid. And she's not a couch potato. So for her, she's actually probably been on the couch for 4 weeks, essentially. Just tough for a 13-year-old girl who wants to be outside and going and doing and not being able to do any of that for a month. It's been pretty rough on her and you know, tough on my wife and I, too. But, hey, the good news is the cast came off Wednesday, so she's kind of up walking around now. Had been to a couple of doctors. CT scans and everything are fine. Some people get over concussions quick, and some people take a little more time. She's going to take a little more time. But nothing's wrong with her eyes. Had her eyes checked out and all. So for those of you who knew about it and wanted an update, that's the update. Cast is off. Doctors kind of said, you know, hey, jump back into it as you feel like it. So things are good. It could have been a whole lot worse, and we are so thankful for that. September 2nd was dove season. I don't know where I was on the 9th. Trying to think if that was the interview with Eva Shockey or not. Anyway, she couldn't do it on the Saturday, so we had to do it during the week. I think I went to the farm and worked a little bit. The 15th, opened the deer season, I was in the woods bow hunting. No luck. They were there waiting on me, but didn't hang around. Can't remember where I was on the 23rd, but the 30th I was at the Scope Conference in Florence, South Carolina. It was last weekend. And I had a really good time there. Met some great people. It's funny, you can hunt all over, and the guys that hunt in Florence are like us. You know, we always have something in common. And besides woods and being outdoors and all, it's just a really good weekend. I haven't talked about this much. We do have an association in South Carolina of outdoor writers. It's called SCOPE, the South Carolina Outdoor Press Association. If you're a freelance journalist writing about the outdoors, if you get paid for your pictures of the outdoors, there is a state organization you can join. We don't have near the requirements that somebody like a CIOPA or a POMA does as far as professional standards and all, because, you know, if you want those credentials, go ahead and join CIOPA, POMA, OWA, whoever you're closest to. But ours is more or less, look, we went over to Florence. We hunted a lot. We ate a lot. We had a couple of good seminars, and then we shot sporting clays and we fished a little bit. So it's pretty much just about getting together and having a good time with people in the state who do the same thing I do. And, if you're interested, have a web page. You can get a hold of me here. Our next, conference next year is going to be in Anderson. Neil Paul from Visit Anderson is going to host the 2018 Scope Conference, and we got a lot of fishing on tap for that one. So we had a good time. Really good time, but yeah, it's been a while since I've been in here, and it's always fun to come back in and kind of get back into the groove. We're going to talk today. We actually, because of schedules and all, we had to get everybody together earlier in the week. Allison Rauch and Tom Faulkner, Friends of Lake Robinson. Yeah, they're supposed to have the 10th annual Friends of Lake Robinson Day tomorrow. They're at the park on Lake Robinson. That's been postponed because of Hurricane Nate, which the bands are just getting on shore now in Baton Rouge and New Orleans, Mobile, Pensacola, just starting to hit land. I mean, we need the rain, so I'm not going to complain too much. But I got an email from Allison. Actually, I was going to be out there tomorrow. I'm going to try to make it. The makeup day is November the 11th. And instead of being from 1 to 6, it's going to be 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. November 11th. I'll be there. Have some goodies to give away. But it's just a good day. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and run it. Bottom of the hour, we're going to run that segment. And just remember, I'll remind you afterwards that it has been postponed because of the rain that we're going to get tomorrow. But it was a good time. Lake Robinson really is a cool place. And I tell you, with the leaves getting ready to change, the view from the deck there or the banks of the lake up towards the mountains are just pretty, pretty impressive views of leaves change and all that. Just nice. But I was up there last night throwing a rod just for a few minutes just to kind of relax. It was fun. Let's see. Yeah. Then my brother's out in Colorado. You know what's really mean? And I guess siblings do this to each other. Get a load of this. This is what he sends me from Colorado last week. It gets better. You know, that's just plain mean. I mean, I'm here stuck working and he's out in Colorado listening to that. And the video is better than the audio of that one. There's bulls walking around everywhere. And if you've never been out west, I mean, it's hard to explain. You know, there is 640 million acres of your land out there. You can go, you know, try it anytime you want to. That was in, up around Estes Park, Colorado. But then he comes back and we met up yesterday just for a few minutes and he's telling me about this new place he found. He uses his family vacations. Like I used to use fishing trips. You know, you take your family out, but there's always an ulterior motive. Mine was always fishing. His is pretty much hunting. So he was out there scouting and came back. We were sitting in the parking lot of Spink Station exchanging some stuff and he was telling me about this new place he found and the elk season is in season out there. And he says, there's nobody out there. And he said, I'm watching bulls over here. I'm watching mule deer over here. And also my wife finds out about a lot of things on the air. So Debbie, looks like 2019, I'm going to be going on another backpack elk hunt out in Colorado. So, but hey, it's going to be cheap. It's a backpack. You know, me and Paul, I mean, we'll get in the car and we'll leave here. We'll drive straight through. So no hotels on the way out. We'll get a hotel the first night and then we'll backpack in, camp tent camp for the week. And then, you know, probably stop one night coming out because you're just worn out. But, anyway, I'll try to, this is the old thing we used to do. I won't eat lunch. You know, I'll save one day a week, the money I'd spend on lunch and put that aside to go elk hunting. She's hurt that one so many times. It's not even funny. There she is. I think we need to talk. That's not a good message to get on your phone from your wife. let's see. Jordan will be through. No, Jordan will be graduating next that year. Oh, well. It was a good try. Paul, maybe we need to talk. You might need to help me out on this one. But it's just plain mean. If you've never been out west, man, you know, the air is so cold and crisp this time of the year. The aspens are turning gold. And you got bull elk walking around doing that. I understand you can go up here in Cataloochee and hear it and see it and all that, but there's just nothing like the backdrop to elk out west. It's just nothing like it. I encourage you to go out there one day and just, even if you're not a hunter, just taking pictures. It's just incredible out there. And I think it's because the woods are so open. And our woods are kind of claustrophobic, especially, you know, when the leaves are on the trees. I'm teaching a course to some kids at co-op. South Carolina Outdoors, and we were talking about trail safety. You know, don't get off the trails in spring, summer, or fall because the leaves. Well, out west, it's not quite that bad. It's really inviting that timber and all out west. But anyway, that's kind of recapping the month of September for me. It's been fun. But yeah, good to be back in the studio. Glad you joined me today. I'm going to talk about a few things I've had on the list to go over for you for a few weeks now. Going to get to a calendar of events. Might have a call fourth segment. Don't know. That's just going to play it by ear. So hang on through the break. Back to more Woods and Water, South Carolina on the other side. Back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. My wife she's so good. Now, why she has put up with me for the last 25, we are 2 months shy of 25 years. And I don't know why she puts up with me. I come up with more harebrained ideas and plans and adventures out west and wherever else. And, you know, she's better than I deserve. That's for certain. But yeah, man, dreams of elk hunting in Colorado. I don't know. Sleeping on the ground for a week. Yeah. Not as young as I used to be, but man, I tell you, it'll invigorate you. You don't think you can do it. You get past the first night, you can do it. It's, in our advanced age, you can get up for it. Something about the West just does that to you. Let's do a few things on the calendar events. And I've got a bunch of stuff from DNR that's going on. And wow, just busy time of the year in the outdoors. Bull's Island. If you've never been out there, it's a really cool place to go. And, Coastal Expeditions out of Mount Pleasant is one of those, I guess you'd call them a guide service that can get you out there. They have, like a Bull Island paddling hike. And I bring this up when I first printed this out, there were five spaces. If you want to go, the first one, the next one is Sunday, October the 15th. They got one space available. They have no spaces available for the two trips in November. And then in December, they got seven slots available on the 3rd and three spots available on the 30th of December. So kind of getting this out there a little bit early, but, it seems like these things just book up in a hurry. But, one of their things is a guided kayak tour of Cape Romaine. So you paddle out through Cape Romaine. Of course, the tour is timed with the outgoing tide to assist on our paddle. You know, you can thank us later is what it says here. They land on the north end of Bull's Island, kayaks to high ground, set off a hike through the Boneyard, which is pretty cool. If you've never been to the Boneyard up there, it's almost like a moonscape with all the dead tree limbs sticking up out of the beach and all. It's really cool. You know, I went all the way to Alaska to see bald eagles and I saw three. I went to Bull's Island one day and saw eight. So you get to see all sorts of wildlife. They're going to share the history of the refuge with you, identify birds, all that. Kind of get you an understanding of the ecosystem of Barrier Island, you know, why they're there, and it's always shifting. And then they take you back, put you on a cruise back through the Garris Landing, through the Salt Marsh, aboard the Bull's Island Ferry, so you don't have to paddle back, which is nice. And it's one of the top 30 trips to take worldwide by 2015. In 2015 by Outside Magazine. So again, October 15th, they got one spot available. December the 3rd, seven spots. And December the 30th, three spots. November is probably that prime month for weather in Charleston. And that's why that one's so taken up. But anyway, Coastal Expeditions, check them out when you're down there. They've got a whole list of things you can do. One of the biggest things in South Carolina is the South Carolina State Fair. It starts October the 11th, runs through the 22nd. It takes place every year at the fairgrounds in Columbia. And as always, it's got so much going on. It's just one of those things you can't roll over and not mention if you're in South Carolina. They're going to have a Camel Kingdom this year, NASCAR night, Balloonopolis, whatever that may be, animals, rides. Let's see some of the animals they're going to have down there. See all the animals. Let's see what, camels. There you go. Border Collie herding exhibition, which would be pretty good. Marsh tacky performance. You know, when we were in Florence, we actually, we did a pig picking Friday night, and we actually had David Grant, who is a horseman out there on that side of South Carolina, who was instrumental in getting the Marsh tacky classified as a South Carolina state horse, or the heritage horse for South Carolina. He came out and brought two of his horses with him, gave us maybe a 20, 25 minute presentation on the Marsh tacky horses. He hunts deer and pigs off of them. And, he's going to get together. We're going to get back together in January with however many of us can make it. And we're going to do a horseback pig hunt, which would be really cool. Really neat horse. The background of it from Spanish descent and all. And it's kind of been kept mostly pure because it lives on has survived on those coastal islands. So it's a neat horse. But anyway, Marsh tacky performance, down at South Carolina State Fair. Let's see here now. Rides, all sorts of rides, crafts and art, food, of course, smoked turkey legs. Can we say smoked turkey legs on the air without just slobbering all over the place? Youth horse show, Pasadena horse expedition, the, rabbit showmanship, field affair, which I think is one of the best ones out there. it's educational. I mean, we're growing out of our agrarian roots into a rural setting, even urban settings here in South Carolina. It just kind of takes you back and says, hey, look, this is where your food comes from and how it makes it to your table. And if you're a proponent of eating local, then South Carolina Certified means something to you. Whether it's South Carolina Certified grown or South Carolina Certified seafood. Speaking of seafood, let's see here now. Bulls Bay, Livingston Seafood in Bulls Bay put out something the other day. Let me see if I can find it here. That they now, it's pretty, because of the storm coming up, the water's pretty rough out there. It has been for a while. But yeah, they had, some shrimp, like 1620s. They had some, 3135 mediums. They also had oysters, local oysters, and they also have farm raised clams. Yikes. So, Livingston Seafood down in McClellanville, South Carolina. If you're interested in South Carolina seafood, that's the place to go. But anyway, South Carolina State Fair, something if you've never been to, it's quite a sight to behold. And it runs from the 11th to 22nd. So long time to get there. Speaking of oysters, clusters for kids, October 14th from 5 to 9 at Aaron Farm. This is a benefit for, Friends of Pickens County, Guardian Ad Litem. And, you know, the oysters just call mine. I love oysters any way you can fix them. So, anyway, Clusters for Kids Oysters Roast. It's happening October 14th. You can go to friendspcgal.org, and you can buy tickets online, but you can also buy them around, like in Easley, Nally's Bedding, Coyote Cafe, Liberty, Nally's Furniture, Pickens Town and Country Florist, Coyote Coffee, Pickens Revitalization Association, and Powdersville Coyote Coffee. Oyster Roast, nothing like a good oyster roast. Another big festival in South Carolina is the Bluffton Arts and Seafood Festival. It's happening October 14th to the 21st. And this one's, you know, okay, seafood-oriented, of course. Kayak tours, fishing tournaments and all. But it runs from the 14th. Let's see what all we got here. Heritage Discovery Tour. They do have a big art show. Boat Parade. Oyster Fest. Yeah, that's on Sunday, October 15th. Oh, let's see. Kayak and paddleboard tours on the Way River. That happens Monday through Saturday. Kayak and paddleboard. Way. Where's the fishing tournament? There's a big fishing tournament they have, too. Maybe it's Thursday, Friday. Maybe it's on Saturday. There we go. Children's Fishing Tournament, Bluffton Oyster Company, 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. That's on Saturday. That would be the 20th, I believe, or 20th. Let's see. 7th, 14th. That's the 21st. You know, Take a Kid Fishing Tournament, sponsored by Tom Bullock, the South Carolina Home Pro, and Bluffton Marine Sports and Supplies, and managed by the Bluffton Chapter of CCA. They're going to be fishing. So, like I said, October is just slam-packed with stuff to do in South Carolina, especially if you got family. A lot of this stuff is free, but you can find more about this at bluftonartsandseafoodfestival.com. I know a lot of stuff's free. If you're into fly fishing, and I'm sorry a lot of this is taking place at the coast for some reason or another, the third annual One Fly Tournament, we had a one lure fishing tournament over at the Scope Conference last Saturday. PJ Perea from Savannah River Ecology Lab won with 13 fish. I had 5 before I had to leave. Tough. Forgot most of my lures at home. I had just forgot the ones that I really wanted, so I had to use a jerk bait. But anyway, October the 20th and 21st is the One Fly Tournament down at Low Country Fly Shop in Mount Pleasant. And it's just like it said. You know, you have a captain's meeting Friday night. Fish all day on Saturday, followed by awards Saturday or ceremony Saturday night. They got two individuals boating. So if you got a boat, you can enter that one. If you want to walk it, you know, wade fishermen, kayaks, stand up paddle boards, that's your division. You got a separate one there. They're scored the same way. additional prizes, biggest fish, ugliest redfish, fly, and greatest social media post. So, that's something for you to do. But just like it says, look, you got one fly. If you lose it, you're out. So you tie that fly on with about 40-pound fluorocarbon so you don't lose it. But anyway, it's a good one. Contact Scotty Nose down at Low Country Fly Shop if you're interested in that. And this note for deer hunters, today is the first day to use an individual date-specific antlerless deer tag in game zone 2, 3, and 4. So from today going forward, you can use those tags. Primitive weapon season is open in game zone 2, and firearm season is open in 3 and 4. That's why today is considered the first doe day. Remember when we had doe days last year? Well, this year it's the same thing, except you got a tag that goes with doe day. So today is the first day for you to use those tags. I haven't heard of anybody having a real problem. I know somebody left their tags in their car. It was seen by a game warden, and the game warden was waiting for him and reminded him, you have to have those tags on your person while you're hunting. Don't leave them in the truck. The rule and the law says you have to tag your deer before you move it from the field. So hence, that's why you got to have them on your person so you can use them. And the tag goes in the hind leg, okay? Doesn't go around the antlers. Doesn't go around the front leg. It goes in the hock, the tendon in the back leg. That's where it belongs. But yeah, so today I just burned one of my antlerless deer tags and never even got outside. But I hope somebody else did. You know. Hey, but I wasn't going to mention this, but since I got a minute or so, you know, a lot of people are fed up with the NFL for whatever reason. I think they're all overpaid. NBA is about the same way. NASCAR is dying for some of the same reasons. You know, people just don't like politics and sports. So if you're looking for something to do on Sunday afternoons rather than come home and flop down and look at NASCAR or the NFL or whatever else, hey, go outside. You know, there's plenty of stuff to do around the state on a Sunday afternoon. You're within a, you know, drive to the mountains, a drive to the coast, a state park. South Carolina's got tons of state parks, and they're all good. They all have water on them pretty much. So you can always go fishing in a state park. Local lakes, hikes, you got waterfalls. Man, there's just a lot to do. And if you know, a lot of people are saying, I'm never going to watch it on Sunday afternoons again. Well, I got something for you to replace it with. A little fresh air, a little physical exertion, and a good time to be outside. So hang on. We're going to talk to Allison Rauch and Tom Faulkner from Friends of Lake Robinson about the now postponed and November 11th Friends of Lake Robinson Day. Welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. We have a what's termed as a small jewel here in the upstate. If you don't know about Lake Robinson, you're going to learn about it here today in the next few minutes. And you got an opportunity to come out tomorrow to the 10th annual Friends of Lake Robinson Day of Celebration. That's right. Tomorrow, Sunday, October the 8th from 1 to 6 at J. Vern Smith Park on Lake Robinson. You can come up and have a wonderful day in the outdoors, learning more about the lake, getting your hands on some kayaks. They got kids activities, and we're going to learn about all that because we were talking to Allison Rauch and Tom Faulkner today. Thank you both for being part of Woods and Water, South Carolina.
Certainly welcome.
Absolutely. Happy to be here.
Allison, take just a moment. Tell us who you are, and you actually work for CPW, so give us a little background on you.
Sure. Well, my name's Allison Rauch, and I'm the Public Information Coordinator for Greer Commission of Public Works. We provide the utilities here in Greer and the surrounding areas, so water, wastewater, electric, and natural gas. And we also own two lakes, Lake Robinson and Lake Cunningham, which provide the drinking water for Greer. So we are very excited to be a utility provider here in Greer and support people in the area.
Mr. Faulkner, give us a short version of yourself.
All right. Well, I'm Tom Faulkner. I'm the president of the Friends of Lake Robinson, which is definitely a volunteer position. I live on the lake. Friends of Lake Robinson got organized in 2006. Our mission is preserve Lake Robinson as an economic, recreational, and environmental resource that is probably one of the most critical resources for the future of the greater Greer community.
Very good. Which one of you would like to tell us a little bit about the lake itself?
Well, I I can answer that.
All right.
Just having to do a little bit of research before this interview, Lake Robinson actually opened to the public in 1988. So it has been a wonderful resource for 29-plus years now. And I am so amazed at the amount of folks that when we start talking about Lake Robinson, they're like, oh, I had no idea that was even in Greer. And so we just continue to try and push the effort of what Lake Robinson and Lake Cunningham are all about. But Lake Robinson is off of Mays Bridge Road, and as I mentioned, it opened to the public in 1988, and it's 800 acres with beautiful views of the mountains.
Oh, yes.
And, yes, beautiful views if anyone has ever been out there. And while its main focus and job is to be a reservoir for our water supply, it also serves as a wonderful recreational opportunity for people to get out and fish, boat, kayak, canoe, have a picnic. And so that's kind of the history of Lake Robinson in a nutshell. And it is fed by the South Tiger River, if anyone is familiar with that side of town.
You know, I've been in Greenville since 1977, so I remember when that thing was being built. Vaguely remember when it was coming along. Mr. Faulkner, your organization, Friends of Lake Robinson, how old is it now?
As I said, we got organized in 2006.
Okay.
And this is the 10th annual Day of Celebration, so the Day of Celebration event has almost been our entire life experience. So we've been involved also with cleanups.
Yes.
And we have worked with Greer CPW to continue to examine the water purity standards of the lake. Whatever conditions or challenges might exist that we work with Greer CPW to handle those challenges. I think as a resident who has the privilege of looking out over that lake every morning when I get up, which is probably the bulk of the membership of Friends of Lake Robinson, I think we have come more and more to really envision and hope for a continuation of developing what we would call a sustainable community of committed stewards who live around this beautiful lake, who are concerned about environmental preservation and green principles, and who also welcome the fact that we have a wonderful culture and history for all of that part of Greenville County, a major amount of economic diversity, and that we are more and more committed to celebrating all that together and to encourage people to take a look at the housing opportunities that are popping up all around. The recession did hit us hard,
sure.
But all of this, these communities now are showing a major comeback, and I think it's an incredible opportunity for people who are looking for a place to live.
You have a website, lakerobinson.org. I was doing a little research on it. You actually have, you can become a member if you live in the area. You can become a member of the Friends of Lake Robinson. You actually have an annual meeting of all those members. And like you said before, you host an annual cleanup day. In addition to this day, you have other activities going on that people can get involved with and give back to the community.
Definitely. And basically, it's definitely not open only to people who live around the lake. And we have certainly primary membership of people that live around the lake. But anyone who believes in the preservation of the lake as an economic, recreational, environmental resource, those are the kind of people that we want to have as members, and we want to work with both Greer CPW, the City of Greer, and all of the surrounding communities to preserve it and to make use of its resources for the betterment of the larger community as we move forward into the future. Very promising future, I believe.
Yes, I believe it is, too. I live just around the corner, and I've... you know, I used to fish Robinson a good bit back in, I guess, the late 90s or whatever. I was just never a good enough fisherman to really get into it. But I understand the fishing out there, it's pretty good. If you spend some time out there, there are some really good fish to catch. I just was not that good of a bass fisherman that time, I guess. But let's get on to the day of celebration. So tomorrow, October the 8th, Sunday, what all is going to be happening up there at J. Vern Smith Park? Allison, I'll give this one to you.
Yes, well, Tom and I have worked really, really hard to plan a wonderful day of celebration. And they've held this every year. This is our 10th year, and we just continue to try and build every year and add exhibitors that fall into the mission of what the Friends of Lake Robinson and what Greer CPW is all about. So this is going to be a free event for Greer and the surrounding areas to come and enjoy the lake. Sunrift Adventures will be providing kayaks and canoes so people can get out and enjoy the great scenery. There's going to be bounce houses for the kids, crafts by Home Depot. Thank you, Roger, for coming out. You're going to be having some giveaways.
Yes.
Talking fishing and outdoors with the kids. DNR will have their fishing simulator. I mean, the list just goes on and on of the folks that are going to be out there to make this such a great event. And it's absolutely free. The only cost that people would have would be food, which is going to be provided by the Rotary Club of Greer, and you can buy hamburgers and hot dogs, which supports their mission. So we just invite people to come out from 1 to 6 on Sunday and enjoy a great day at Lake Robinson.
Tom, what's one of your favorite parts of this day?
As I listen to Allison, we also have a bluegrass band live that we just have really enjoyed. Their local group, and they will be performing.
Okay.
We have the Marionette Theater from Columbia, and they will be with puppets.
Oh, wow.
Doing a wonderful show for the kids, emphasizing how important it is to pick up trash, particularly around our lake area. I think it's, you know, if I were to target a specific event or anything that I would say is my favorite, I'd have a hard time doing it, because I think what I experience is just this really great just feeling of this group of committed people, all of these nonprofits that are displaying there, have the kind of commitments that we believe in, that demonstrate the beauty of the animals and the plants around the lake, who believe in trying to learn as much as we can about making sure that we don't pollute the lake. And then you could get out for free kayak and canoe rides, good grief, and just be entertained and have a cheap and a good meal that's cooked on the grill. It's just a good afternoon. It's just a lot of fun.
A good day for families to get together and enjoy some time outdoors. That's what it's
big time. Big time. It's a big time family type of opportunity. You're exactly right. And free.
And free. That's always important these days.
And Roger,
yes, ma'am.
Too, people love animals.
Yeah.
And so we will have the Wildlife Geeks and Wildlife Rehab. They will have all of the animals, baby squirrels, a prairie dog, maybe a boa constrictor if you like snakes. So there's just something for everyone. And that's what's really great about this event, is I think families can come and they can find something that they can do and enjoy on Sunday.
You know, this is one day out of the year that everybody can come enjoy Lake Robinson, but you can actually come year round. I mean, we're fixing to get into leaf season, and if you have ever gone to Lake Robinson on a clear afternoon during late October when the mountains are just colored up and the leaves, it's comparable to what I see in Colorado. I kid you not. It is just absolutely gorgeous up there.
No question. And another thing, you can rent these pavilions, you know, whether you're going to get married or just have a good picnic with your family, just come up to the lake and talk to the CPW manager there at the office and sign up, or give them a call. All of this is available, and they are encouraging the public to enjoy this wonderful resource.
Yeah, it's a resource, like I said, you can use it year-round. If you have a boat with a 10-horsepower and under motor, you can get a Lake Robinson permit. It's $55 a year if you've got a motor. It's $30 a year if you just want to go up there in kayak or canoe. A fishing license, in addition to your regular South Carolina Department of Natural Resource fishing license, is just $5 per year. Chief Warden Mike Paris is up there, can help you out. I've known Mike for a lot of years now. And so it's a resource you can use year-round. Tomorrow will just be a day that you can just start dipping your toes in the edge and figure out what all you can do up there.
You're absolutely right. And as you were talking earlier, Roger, about some of the fish, it is unique. There are brim, white perch, crappie, catfish, largemouth bass in that lake.
Yep.
And so many folks that love to fish, that's why they come to our lake, because they want to try and catch the biggest largemouth bass that they can.
Yeah. And I'm always amazed when you go up there how many young kids are out on those docks catching his 3-inch brim from underneath the dock and just having the time of their life. So it's not always about the size. It's about the experience.
Amen.
Amen.
You're right.
And to get outdoors, gosh, I would rather spend any day outdoors than stuck in the house.
Oh, yeah.
And so we love to see folks out enjoying our great lake.
I don't think there's any wasted time in the outdoors.
No way.
Well, Allison, I appreciate you being on. I appreciate CPW's support of this event. Mr. Faulkner, I appreciate your organization helping to put on this event and bring all these people together. I look forward to being a part of it this year and going forward in the future. I hope we'll do this again.
Fantastic.
Sounds great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you both. Have a great day, and we will see you soon.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. Like I said before, that Friends of Lake Robinson Day has been postponed because of Hurricane Nate. It's going to take place Saturday, November the 11th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Don't show up there tomorrow in the pouring rain and expect anybody to be there. We won't be there. But we'll be back. Hopefully I can make that day. I keep having to be reminded that not everybody else knows everything I do. So here, let's hear this one more time. That is the bugle of a bull elk. So, you know, things I take for granted, not everybody else knows. But anyway, if you're around a bull elk in September during the rut, that's what you hear. And it'll make the hair on the back of your neck stand up. I remember the first one I ever heard, 1990, wilderness flat tops area of Colorado, sundown. I'm walking back up through the snow and the wind's blowing and I hear that. The wind just kind of lays down for a second. I hear that in the valley below me just, yeah, okay. I was imagining all sorts of things coming out of the dark to get me that day. Let's see. Got a few things I want to get out to you. If you are a veteran, whether you are active, retired, reserved, disabled, the Department of Natural Resources and Cowden Plantation near Jackson, South Carolina, offering their thanks and appreciation to our military in memory of Specialist Thomas Kaufman by hosting two free deer hunts on November the 17th. And December the 8th, successful applicants will have lunch before the hunt, as well as the opportunity to tour the Jarrett Rifles Gun Shop and Museum. That's Kenny Jarrett, gunsmith rifle maker here in South Carolina. For those interested in attending one of these hunts, on the DNR website, you will find a Word file that you can print out, fill in, send it to First Sergeant Ben Thomas by email. And the email is listed there. DNR is accepting the first 20 applications for each hunt until October 17th. Once the applicant is received, you will receive a confirmation email with further details about the hunt. Specialist Kaufman of Lexington, South Carolina was killed in 2004 while serving during Operation Iraqi Freedom when his Humvee was struck by a rocket-propelled grenade and small arms fire in Baghdad. So thanks to our veterans and have a deer hunt on us. I think it's a great thing. Recreational shellfish season opening delayed until October 15th because of the Hurricane Irma and the water quality impacts and all. They have been testing the waters, decided that they will open at 1/2 hour before official sunrise on Sunday, October 15th. It'll remain open through May the 15th unless conditions warrant extending or shortening the season, and they can also close the season during the season, depending on what happens. Let's see here. There's an interactive map where you can find public shellfish grounds. It's on the DNR website. Let's see. Yeah. Yep. Printer maps by also be obtained by calling a number here for the shellfish management section of DNR. You have to have a saltwater recreational fishing license to harvest shellfish in South Carolina. Recreational limit is 2 U.S. bushels of oysters and 1/2 bushel of clams in any one day, limited to 2 calendar days per 7-day period. Some additional rules and all that, but it's pretty cool. I remember the first time we ever went oystering. I was with a friend of mine, and, I was new to it, didn't know what I was doing, and I was being very careful not to break anything. You know, I was knocking off the dead oysters in place, or half shells or whatever, so they'll repopulate and all that. And about 3 or 4 times I heard him say, doggone, I broke another one. And I'm getting really bad because he's a good oyster guy, and, you know, I'm just picking one every 5 minutes or whatever. About the fourth time he said it, I turn around, and he's got his head back, and he's, you know, slurping down an oyster. And, oh, that was Lighthouse Creek just behind – just at the north end of Folly, and it was January. The water was cold. I was cold, but boy, those oysters were big and salty and just lovely. Okay. For those of you who don't like oysters, you're probably just turned me off. South Carolina is using an online application system for public hunts that are conducted on a lottery basis. Applications for these hunts are entered under the heading lottery hunts using the internet site, which is the DNR site. They are lottery hunts for the waterfowl areas, the youth-only waterfowl, and the MACB WMA public lottery quail hunt are now open on the DNR website. You can go in. Draw hunts is what you want to look for. Under hunting, you want to look for draw hunts. And like I said, those three are there. I kind of went through. I mean, the waterfowl hunts are scattered throughout. I mean, and there's regulations on those. What do you need to have? Some areas you can go to have transportation, blinds, decoys. Some places you have to have your own boat, decoys, dogs, whatever. All sites require moderate physical exertion. You can't hunt from banks or dikes. You know, chest waders and flashlights are a must have. The use of retrievers is strongly recommended. Keep your dogs on a leash. You know, you got to have non-toxic steel, non-toxic shot, which is steel, bismuth, or, you know, some of the other really expensive ammunition people shoot at ducks. Limited to 25 shells. That is a big one, which means they're just trying to make you pick your shots. And they're, you know, November, December, January dates all across the, from Bear Island to Santee Coastal and all that. So I went through and pulled up. And I don't know whether there's no telling why, but you can look through here and you've got 4.5 ducks per hunter, 3.7 ducks per hunter, 5 ducks per hunter, 4.4 ducks per hunter, 2.3 ducks. And you kind of wonder, are they really just good places to hunt? Cause there's 3.8, 2.0, you know, but man, there's a bunch of 4, and these are averages. They take so many hunters and so many ducks that are killed during these hunts, and they publish season harvest summaries. And this is for 2016, 2017. And the lowest I see here is like 1.3 at Broad River. And I just think they had about, I don't know if this is funny. 3.071429. Paul, you know what that is? 3.071429 in that pie. I don't know whether somebody stuck this in here as a joke or what, but it's in here as a statistic for watery. Anyway, so I don't know whether it's just a lot of birds. Duck hunters are the ones that go through and apply these things are good, but are they just limiting because of the shells? You're picking your shots. But I noticed that even some of the youth hunt areas are really good too. So you can look these harvest statistics up. It's Wildlife Waterfowl Harvest, you know, and you can pick your year and look at them. If I were going, man, I would go to any of the Bear Islands, east, west, the Cut. That's where I'd go. Just me. I get down there every year snipe hunting. So one of these years I want to get down there and duck hunt too. But anyway, those are open. The deadlines for all this stuff, October 31st. You know, have your deadlines in by October 31st. I'm going to put these aside. I'll bring them back and remind you guys later on. Got an email from Siwi. You know, Siwi is coming in from February. Jack is back. Now, when I hear Jack is back, I think, you know, 24. But no, this is Jack Hanna. Jack Hanna is returning to Siwi Friday and Saturday at the Gilliard Center. Always a good time down there. Oh, and then they got sheep and duck herding demonstrations. My buddy Jim Bortz, who's an artist, is spotlighted in this issue of their little brochure. So don't forget, Siwi is coming up. Always a good time in South Carolina. We will have some more free tickets here on the show. And, you know, always look forward to that. I'm not even getting into this. Nah, 5 reasons not to hunt mornings. I think that was written by a guy who was just lazy. But I can agree with a little bit of what he has to say. But he says in here, you know, let's see. I don't agree with half of this, but it's a pretty fun article if you're into such things as deer hunting. But we don't have time to do it. I'll hang on to it for another day. Because there will be another day. And there's another day for you to get outside. You know? November the 11th, Lake Robinson. Stuff all over. You got to make time to do it. Time's going to pass. Take those back roads when you can. Don't forget the camera like I did last week when I saw a bobcat. Anyway, have a good one. We'll be back here next week with more Woods and Water, South Carolina. On Carolina.